हरे कृष्णा। अ सैनिटाइज्ड टेक ऑन रियलिटी कांट टेक अस टू स्पिरिचुअल सैनिटी। सैनिटाइजेशन रेफर्स टू द रिमूवल ऑफ ऑफेंस ऑफ एलिमेंट्स इन अ वर्क दैट मे बी सीन एज ऑफेंसिव बाय सम ऑडियंसेस। सैनिटाइजेशन कैन समटाइम्स बी डन फॉर सेंसिटिविटी बट समटाइम्स इट इज डन फॉर आउट ऑफ ड्यूप्लिसिटी। सो say government may sanitize some news, so if there is a catastrophe in which thousands of people have been killed, the government may just say that there have been some casualties, some a few dozen people have been killed. So this way sanitized take on reality often distorts reality, and materialistic culture often offers us a very sanitized take on reality. So materialistic culture centers on glamorizing material enjoyment, on talking about on energy, on goading everyone to seek sensual gratification with the belief that unlimited happiness lies therein. But actually such happiness in reality can be curbed at any moment by disease, is curtailed eventually by old age, and is completely stopped by death. And even before and throughout our life journey, there are always various miseries that can come our way. But when we don't see such miseries, when we are not shown such miseries, especially we are not shown such miseries as in the terms and sense of they being threats for our pursuit for material enjoyment, not just threats, they are inevitable, they are going to be spoil sport for our material enjoyment, then we don't get any impetus to give up material enjoyment and seek something higher. The Bhagavad Gita in 13.9 therefore states that actually janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosha anudarshanam. So it says that janma mrityu jara vyadhi, birth, death, old age and disease, they are dukkha dosha anudarshanam. Anudarshanam, see them systematically. They are dangers. They are flaws. See them carefully, meticulously. And by this, you can avoid. What will happen by this? When we see this, then we will get the impetus to look higher. And then we will come to know about spiritual knowledge and we will pursue spiritual knowledge. So Krishna calls this as one of the items of knowledge. So we need a non-sanitized take on worldly reality. That means see the terrible misery, the agony, the futility of material aspirations, in that everything is going to be terminated by death. When we see this, then we feel inspired to march straight to focus on spiritual pursuits, to grow in spiritual awareness, to absorb ourselves in remembrance of Krishna and seeking spiritual happiness thereof. And this absorption in Krishna, which is positively fueled by perceiving intellectually and experientially the beauty of Krishna, and which is perceived negatively, which is propelled negatively by recognizing the futility and misery of material existence, by this we can move towards Krishna and ultimately attain spiritual reality, which is supremely, eternally blissful. Thank you. Hare Krishna.